direct from St. Louis. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2018, brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at ACB 2018 in St. Louis. I found Patrick Rudy. He has about 10 different titles. He runs a travel blog, does some transcription, does website design, does all sorts of really cool stuff. So we're here to tell us all about it. Patrick, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. This ACB conference is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. A pretty busy exhibit hall. You were telling me about some of the things that you do. Go ahead and give me a bit of an overview.
Well, sure. I actually have a couple of things that I do in my spare time. I have a lot of spare time because I retired. So what I do is I get into my man cave and I put together a travel blog for blind people called planetpatrick.com.
And that's planit, P-L-A-N-I-T.
Correct.
Patrick.
And the reason for that is because you and I and a lot of our friends, we cannot just get in a car and go. We got to figure out, okay, how are we going to get from point A to point B, and what's the best way to do that?
So what are some of the types of things that you talk about on your blog?
Mostly the travels that I've done, and sometimes I'll do some tips and tricks on how to do things, you know, as a blind person. Like, for example, I'm putting together a list of the airports in the United States that have relief areas on the gate side of security, so that the guide dogs don't have to go back through security and get frisked all over again. You know.
Right, that's a big deal. Of course, if you've come through TSA, you don't have to go. You have to come all the way out. There's a lot more airports that are doing that now, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I understand it, there's a specific rule that if there's a certain number of passengers that go in and out of a particular airport, they have to provide those facilities. So I'm trying to put together a list, and that's one of the kinds of tips and trick type things I do on the blog. But I also tell stories. Like, for example, we had done a walking tour of Martinique not too long ago, but the trouble was, A, we didn't speak the language,
yep.
and B, the woman that did speak our language and was our tour guide, I think she was wearing rollerblades because it was really tough to keep up with her. So she would get out there and we'd have to kind of catch up. And you know, the streets are real narrow and the sidewalks are narrow. So lots of commotion, lots of stuff trying to keep up with her. So I called her Rollerblade Rhonda in my blog.
Do you find yourself using a lot of technology? So you do a lot of travel internationally as far as translation and things like that?
You know, I don't generally do that. But, you know, as I know when we're going to go to a country where there's going to be a challenge for the language, then I try to kind of bone up on a few key phrases. I mean, really, that's all you need. You know,
right. Things
like thank you, good morning, please, where's the restroom?
The bathroom, yep.
That sort of
that
stuff.
Too.
Yeah. It's always good to know that.
You also mentioned bumpy pages as a thing that you do.
Yeah.
The transcription work.
Bumpy pages, I started a business where I try to create web pages for blind people. And what I mean by that is sometimes web pages are just really hard to navigate. So, you know, they don't necessarily really need to be complex. They just need to be user-friendly. So I try to build web pages that are easy to navigate for blind folks.
That would be great. And he has a tester.
And I do have a tester. My wife's total. So I say, okay, let me send you a link. Test this page. Tell me if it's right or wrong, or what I need to fix. And then we fix it. Right now, I'm building a web page for the North Carolina Council for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to have that up and running by the middle of July.
And you've also done a little bit of work with travel as well, right? Helping selling cruises and things like that? Or?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily sell the cruises, but I work with a gentleman by the name of Dave Crunk, and Dave puts together cruises for blind people. His focus on that is service, making sure that, you know, he gets you from, for all of the aspects.
Sure.
Putting together the booking, making sure you get to the hotel okay, make sure you get to the cruise ships okay, that sort of thing. Coming up this year, we have a Bermuda trip. Next year, we have Alaska. It's a 10-day trip out of San Francisco. And then in October of 2019, we're doing a land tour in Ireland.
Wow.
So, yeah. And it's all blind folks with lots of folks that can help with navigation and assistance. So always lots of help.
Great. If people want to contact you or get more information about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you could go to our websites. Dave has a website for his travel company called CC Trips. And that's SEESEATRIPS.com. And my website, my travel blog, is planetpatrick.com, PLANITPATRICK.com. And if anybody needs a web page out there, I'm available. And that's bumpypages.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.